local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're back like we never left. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, we are local, we are dependable. On this Father's Day edition of this Friday, what am I trying to say? Whatever. It's Father's Day weekend, and we're happy about it. That's all you need to know.
Being a dad.
And of course, last hour, we were kind of thrown in a bit early by WEAR. We only had, like 7 minutes to work with. And of course, we had the script mishap. If you don't know about that, it's just it was something that happened. But we're okay now. Either way, I did not remind everyone that I am being joined by Steve Taylor today. It's not the typical Joe and Austin duo that you typically hear.
And Joe will be back on Monday.
Yes, Joe's just doing some moving still. So he will be back on Monday, and everything will run just as smooth as it's supposed to. But Steve, of course, has been a great help. So we're doing just fine here. Alrighty, getting right into our top three stories very quickly here. The Supreme Court is tossing out a Trump-era federal ban on gun bump stocks. The court ruled Friday that the controversial device that allows semi-automatic rifles to fire more quickly can't be included in an older law banning machine guns. The 6-3 decision struck down a regulation imposed following the 2017 mass shooting at a Las Vegas music festival that killed 60 people and injured hundreds. Despite the ruling, bump stocks remain illegal in 18 states.
A U.S. attack sub and a Canadian Navy ship are arriving in Cuba. That's right on the heels of Russian warships. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the USS Helena arrived in Guantanamo Bay on yesterday, saying as part of a previously planned routine visit, the arrival of a Russian frigate and a submarine at the Havana port has been seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba. But both the U.S. and Cuba say it poses no threat. The Russian ships are scheduled to remain in Havana until Monday. And for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis weighed in on the Russian warship presence, basically 90 miles away from Florida in Cuba.
They are not going to be deterred by weakness. They're not going to be deterred by confusion. They're not going to be deterred by a president wandering around aimlessly at the G7.
DeSantis says Russia's war games in Cuba is very concerning.
Well, I mean, it would be hard for it not to be, especially if you're the governor of Florida, where, yeah, you know, you're right up on the action. But keeping with the Russian theme, Ukraine is rejecting Russia's demands to bring the war between the two countries to an end. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country would end the war if Ukraine agreed to certain conditions.
Oh.
Those include Kyiv dropping its ambitions to join NATO and pulling out, you know, troops from 4 Ukrainian provinces claimed by Moscow. The proposal from Russia came just a day after the U.S. and Ukraine agreed to a new 10-year security agreement. Other demands for a truce include Ukraine recognizing Crimea as part of Russia, which, Steve, you and I both said last hour, will not happen.
No.
5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, wasn't a ton going on last hour, thank goodness. We do have some minor hiccups here and there on Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway, traveling from Creighton Road closer to Olive. Let's see. Outside of that, though, the only main spot in Pensacola is going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. In that area, that has gotten significantly worse since we last touched on it. And then the last major spot is Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks beautiful for the weekend. Well, mostly beautiful. Tonight, clear, about 77 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, high about 92, but maybe into the upper 90s, deeper inland. And on Sunday, sunshine, maybe, but we do have a chance of showers, a high of 87. Right now, it's still warm. 90 in Pensacola, feels like 98 degrees. It's 91 in Gulf Breeze, 94 in Milton, which feels like 97. And that's your forecast for the weekend.
Thank you very much, Steve. Moving on to our local headlines here. If you're planning on catching a flight out of town for Father's Day weekend, my first question would be, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're a little late. But also, you may want to consider an Uber to the airport. The Pensacola International Airport posted a parking update this morning saying that their lots were 99% full as of 9 a.m. The garage, surface lot, and flat rate lot were at capacity. Limited space remained at lots 1, 2, and 3 and flat rate lot 2.
And checking right now, not much has changed. Just lots are still mostly full. Yeah. Well, Santa Rosa County and the City of Milton signed the interlocal support agreements with NAS Whiting Field yesterday. Officials say it'll allow the military and local community to partner on projects and services.
Say the mission of NAS Whiting Field holds significance for Santa Rosa County. This agreement exemplifies the effectiveness of collaboration between the surrounding community. By signing this agreement today, Santa Rosa County demonstrates its dedication to military partnerships and the service members who call this county home.
That's Santa Rosa County Commissioner Sam Parker. Several Milton City Council members were also in attendance at that meeting, and representing NAS Whiting Field was Captain Paul Flores. As part of the agreement, the NAS says they're going to use services and materials from Milton and Santa Rosa County for on-base projects whenever possible. NAS Whiting Fields currently has about a $1.6 billion economic impact in Santa Rosa County.
And the annual Pensacola International Billfish Tournament weigh-in is happening today. Tournament director Robo Wibb says the boats have been out for a few days now, with the tournament being cut back slightly this year because of weather forecasts. He says fishermen normally get around 56 hours on the water, but this year they only got 49. He says that means many of the boats will be pushing the cutoff times to the limit at tonight's weigh-in, which is open to the public.
Right.
You can watch them as they bring out massive tuna, swordfish, wahoo, and marlin. Wibb says that the majority of the large fish will be weighed in at Plaza de Luna after 7 p.m.
Well, actually, they're starting to do that right now.
Really?
We saw some, looks like a couple of swordfish were brought in, big ones, and another fish. And so, they're starting the weighing right now, but 7 p.m. is the cutoff time. So some of those boats may be pushing it.
After 7 p.m.? Is that what it's
That's when the deadline is for the people who are fishing to have their fish there at the weigh-in.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, it looks like former Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill has been cleared of several ethics violation complaints. Those complaints were made last year by David Baer, the chairman of the Triumph Gulf Coast Board and the CEO of Lewis Baer Company. The complaints involved filing inaccurate financial disclosure forms after he left the office. The PNJ reports that the Ethics Commission ruled out that there was no probable cause for the complaints and dismissed them. Underhill previously faced an ethics complaint that was dismissed in September of last year, and in 2020, he was hit with a trio of complaints that resulted in a $35,000 fine.
And we were one of the severe traffic incidents we were covering yesterday at around this time happened on Escambia Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
And it was a fiery accident, 4-vehicle crash. We do have confirmation that one person has died as a result of that incident. The Florida Highway Patrol says one of the vehicles caught on fire after the crash. Troopers say the driver of that vehicle died and is currently unidentified. A 26-year-old man from Dothan, Alabama, and a 55-year-old from Milton were both transported to Sacred Heart Hospital with minor and luckily non-life-threatening injuries. FHP is still investigating. 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state headlines and national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This Sunday is Father's Day, so to all you dads out there, happy Father's Day. I praise God for those of you godly dads who are bringing up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That phrase, bring them up, refers to the responsibility that a father has to be a provider for his children. Thank you, dads, for the many ways that you provide for your children as you bring them up. The word nurture in the verse implies protector. So thank you, dads, for being the protectors of your family. And the phrase, admonition of the Lord, implies spiritual direction and sometimes correction. So thank you, dads, for providing spiritual direction with your wise words as well as your godly example. Godly dads, faithful fathers, you that are the protectors and providers and pastors of your home, you are the backbone of this nation. So thank you for your ministry to us, and happy Father's Day.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be a ton going on other than maybe just some minor backups if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards the Fairfield Drive area. We do have some backups over there, but that's pretty typical for this time every day. Then we've got Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 looking rather severe. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much going on that's going to hold you up for too long. Steve, how's that weather looking?
It's looking pretty good for the weekend. Tonight down to about 77 degrees, clear skies. Tomorrow sunny and high of 92, maybe warmer inland. And on Sunday, well, it starts off okay, but we do have a chance of showers. High of 87. 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton. Wow, it feels like 97 degrees there. And that's the weather forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Getting into our state headlines here, crews tearing down the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, which was the scene of a deadly mass shooting in 2018. The demolition of the classroom building where 17 people were killed began this morning, and the victims' families were invited to watch the start of the week-long demolition project. The building had been preserved to serve as evidence at the shooter's 2022 penalty trial. He is spending life behind bars.
Well, the Florida National Guard's continuing to help understaffed prisons. You see, Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order last week to extend the additional support until at least December. He says the state correction system has improved, but is still experiencing shortage that threatened the safety of the officers and the inmates. Guard members were initially activated back in September of 2022, and the current order was set to expire this past Sunday.
And then we've got a few headlines here regarding the weather that Florida's infamous for getting.
Yeah.
Florida's citrus industry still trying to recover after it was damaged by hurricanes 2 years ago. The latest report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows the current harvest is about 11% higher than the previous year, which saw its lowest numbers in more than nine decades. Crops were severely impacted by Ian and Nicole, as well as a disease known as citrus greening. Wednesday's forecast shows that the state is expected to produce nearly 18 million boxes of oranges this season. The new state budget signed by the governor earlier earlier this week will set aside nearly $50 million for the citrus industry.
Well, Southern Florida is getting more rain today after days of torrential downpours and all that dangerous flooding. Nonstop rain has drenched parts of the southern half of the state for days now. Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency due to consequential flooding in five southern counties. Thunderstorm activity in the region is expected to subside by the weekend, which is good news for them. Forecasts, though, say flash flooding and urban flooding will remain possible through tomorrow.
And if this should teach you anything, it's that you should make a point of getting hurricane supplies.
Yeah.
And the state of Florida, you know, is trying its best to make that happen for you. It's the last day of Floridians who want to save some money on hurricane supplies. The state's first disaster preparedness sales tax holiday of the year will come to an end today after 2 weeks. Shoppers will not have to pay sales tax on things like batteries, portable generators, and even pet food. Another holiday for the same items will begin on August 24th. Again, yeah. That's August 24th.
Mm-hmm. That's a long way from now, so if you haven't done it, you still got the rest of today. Not much time. Well, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is reminding property owners about a new Florida law. The agency released a statement yesterday saying the legislation will allow owners or authorized agents to call police if somebody is illegally squatting at their home. Law enforcement will be able to remove the people if they are, you know, basically hanging around, unlawfully entering the property. But before calling the authorities, residents will need to fill out a form through their local sheriff's office. That new law has taken effect in July.
And here nationally, President Biden held a private meeting with Pope Francis in Italy today. It comes after Francis became the first pontiff to address a G7 summit. This marks the first time Biden has met with Francis since his visit to the Vatican in October of 2021. Francis is expected to also hold private meetings with other world leaders at the G7 summit, including Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron.
And over the past couple of summers, hazy skies have been blamed on Canadian wildfires. But today, hazy skies as far north as Nebraska and Iowa, east of Connecticut and Massachusetts, is coming from the southern U.S. and Mexico wildfires. In Midwestern states, the smoke plume is high in the sky and causing hazy horizons. In southern states, into New England, and also the smoke is affecting their air quality.
And a Texas judge is approving the liquidation of Alex Jones's personal assets to pay the families of Sandy Hook shooting victims. On Friday, bankruptcy court judge Christopher Lopez signed off on Jones's decision to change his personal bankruptcy to a Chapter 7 liquidation. Mm. This is Jones owes over $1 billion to the Sandy Hook families over misinformation he helped spread about the 2012 school shooting. Today, Lopez will also consider whether to allow the liquidation of the parent company of Jones's show, InfoWars, Free Speech Systems.
Well, looks like we're going to be talking about a sport which people in this country say, you mean they have the sport in this country? It's the USA cricket team, and they're making history. The team has advanced to the next stage of the men's T20 Cricket World Cup after the match against Ireland was rained out in Florida by all that rain in South Florida. The point earned by the USA is due to the game being called off, which means the team is qualified for the Super 8 stage of the tournament. The USA will now be placed in a group of four of the final eight teams, with the top two teams from each group advancing to the semifinal round. It's kind of interesting. Didn't know we even had a USA cricket team.
Yes, and I still don't know anything about the game or how it's played, but I will tell you this. As long as America's good at it, I'm a fan, Steve.
Go team!
Yeah, there you go.
USA! USA!
We don't know what we're doing over here, but we're happy about it. 5:30, Fox News coming up, and when we return, some sports headlines. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Don't go anywhere, please!
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Justice Department says Attorney General Merrick Garland will not be prosecuted. Earlier this week, House Republicans, the majority, voted to hold him in contempt of Congress. Fox's Jared Halpern.
An assistant attorney general notified House Speaker Mike Johnson 2 days after the House narrowly approved a contempt citation over Garland refusing to turn over audio of President Biden's interview with a special counsel investigating the mishandling of classified documents.
The Justice Department argues Garland did not commit a crime. Several communities in South Florida remain inundated after record rainfall this week, with more wet weather on the way.
More than 20 inches falling in Hollandale Beach in just 3 days, with more on the way. A state of emergency remains in place for at least five counties across South Florida.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in rain-soaked Miami. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi. I'm Jim Chestel with Your Money Now. NASA announced today that Boeing's Starliner capsule, Calypso, will stay at the International Space Station twice as long as originally planned. Before launching June 5th, Boeing and NASA had planned for Starliner to be in space for 9 days, but now Calypso's mission is slated to return to Earth early on June 22nd. It's looking like a very strong debut weekend at the multiplex for the sequel to Inside Out. Disney and Pixar's latest animated outing, Inside Out 2, pulled in $13 million across North America in Thursday previews and is projected to hit $90 million or more for the weekend overall. Last weekend's champ, Bad Boys Ride or Die, will almost certainly be in the runner-up spot this weekend, a projected $28 to $35 million take. Stocks closed out the trading week with a lackluster Friday session, though the NASDAQ Composite managed a 21-point advance to notch a fifth straight fresh closing high. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 and Dow Industrial slipped 2 and 57 points, respectively.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Earlier in the week, I said that if LeBron James is actually serious about winning another championship before retiring, he would wave goodbye to the Los Angeles Lakers. It's one thing to say the four-time NBA champion should leave the purple and gold, but where should he go? And that answer would be the Philadelphia 76ers. The trio of LeBron James, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey would give the King one last legitimate chance to win it all again. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads from what I can see. We do have an accident report. This is if you're traveling eastbound on 9 Mile Road towards Kimstrand Road. Got some minor backups in that immediate vicinity as a result. Also still got some backups if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And I was about to say Caroline Street, but it looks like it's even looking good. So there's not a lot going on. Steve, how's the weather, my friend?
It's looking good for the weekend. It looks like a nice sunny one for most of the weekend. Tonight down to 77, should be clear. Tomorrow high about 92 along the beaches and so forth. It's going to be warmer inland and lots of sunshine. Sunday, though, we do have a chance of showers, so about 50% chance moving in, about high of about 87 degrees. That looks pretty good for Father's Day. Right now, it's still warm. It's 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and in Milton, it's still the hot spot at 94, and it feels like 97 degrees. And that's the weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Steve. All righty. Getting a look at our sports headlines here, because there is a lot to unpack. We'll start with, I'll try to go in order, okay, chronologically, of games that have either have happened, will happen, you know, you get the idea. So we'll start with men's college baseball. That began today, the College World Series did, with Virginia and UNC. UNC won that game 3-2. The second game will be between Florida State and Tennessee in just over 20 minutes on ESPN. That game starts at 6. Also, we've got Marlins at Nationals at 5:45 in the MLB, followed by Braves hosting the Rays at 6:20. So we'll give score updates on both of those in hour 3. And then it's going to be NBA Finals Game 4. That's tonight at 7:30 on ABC with
it's
a win.
Do or die.
Yes, it is, sir. With a win, the Celtics take the title by a 4-0 margin. And, you know, it's bad enough when we see sweeps. I didn't want to see the Celtics make it, and I certainly didn't want to see them win. However, at least give us a friggin' good series. That's kind of my mindset. And we haven't even gotten that. This is fixing to be a sweep. I think Boston wins tonight. And then it's bad enough when you got a sweep in one series. We're fixing to have a sweep in another, it looks like. The Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh.
Yeah, the Panthers beat the Oilers 4-3 last night to move up 3-0 into Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on ABC. So we could very well have a sweep in the NBA Finals tonight and a sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow. And I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too passionate about it, but that just rubs me the wrong way, Steve.
Well, I don't know. I'm very happy to see the Panthers beating the Oilers. Because,
yes,
of course, the Oilers are from Edmonton, Canada, the home of hockey. And then, of course, we have the Panthers here in Florida where, you know, people don't expect anything to do with ice and people who know what to do with it. But so from my point of view, as an American team, go Panthers!
Oh, yeah, no, I that is one silver lining in here, and that's that Florida's being represented well. I will say, I mean, heck, the Tampa Bay Lightning, didn't they go back-to-back just a few years ago?
Yeah.
And then you had, you know, the Panthers making it last year before losing to the Knights. So now they're getting their redemption tour, and it's quite impressive so far. So, yeah, Florida, contrary to popular belief, apparently we know our hockey down here.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL has released its designs for the Utah Hockey Club.
The what?
Yeah, and the design is about as unique as the name sounds. A fan vote for the official team name and mascot is ongoing and will be chosen before the 25-26 season. I got upset. I lost my cool this last hour. I'm not going to do it now, but let me just say, I'm not happy about it.
The Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the color design, if you haven't seen it, it's like black, white, and like a light blue. It's a decent look, and hopefully once we see a logo and design that's, you know, beyond just UHC, you know, hopefully it'll be cooler. But Steve, I said Florida's well represented in hockey, but we're also well represented in the NFL. What's going on over there, bud?
Well, there's a heaping amount of Florida news in the NFL today, starting in Jacksonville, where the Jaguars signed quarterback quarterback Trevor Lawrence to a five-year, $275 million contract extension. You see, the deal makes Lawrence the sixth quarterback in the NFL to currently have an annual salary only $50 million.
Yeah. Is that all?
That's all.
Golly, that's poverty right there.
That sure is.
Lawrence the sixth to have an annual salary above $50 million. I think it's $55 million to be exact. Mm. And that ties him with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati for the most paid annually right now, if I'm not mistaken. So Lawrence is getting his money, whether you like it or not. And then we got the Miami Dolphins signing defensive end Calais Campbell. The six-time Pro Bowler reunites with Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Edwards, who was the Ravens' D-line coach when Campbell was in Baltimore for 2021 and 2022. I'll tell you this. I said it last hour. The Dolphins are really becoming the Ravens, appropriately enough. The Ravens for a few years now have been this very deep team, well-coached. We all know that they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just never been able to get over the hump, and the Dolphins are kind of in that position right now. It's like you have a good QB, you have a great offense, you have a deep defense, and heck, your division's easier than Baltimore's, so you should be able to really make a push here, and hopefully they do. Hopefully Calais is a difference maker in that regard.
It'll be nice to see the Miami Dolphins being a strong team again. Of course, I go way back to the perfect season back in, I think it was 71.
It was
Bob Greasy as quarterback, Jim Kick, Larry Zonka, and Garo Yepremian, that little Cypriot kicker that they had, who basically was a soccer player, but he kicked quite a few field goals for that team back in those days.
Yeah.
They really haven't had a run like that like they had back in the early 70s.
No, Joe and I have talked about Super Bowl history before, but if I remember correctly, the Dolphins went back-to-back, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl 6 and 7, I think it was. And yeah, then they made a couple of appearances in the teens, like in 17 they lost, and then in 19 they lost with Dan Marino, and they haven't made it since then. So yeah, they really did stall out on a timeline at least, but hopefully we'll see them reach rare heights here. Then we've got some local news in the college football scene. Pace football's three-star tight end Joseph Skipworth has committed to the University of Kansas.
Oh.
Yeah, 24/7 Sports ranks the 6'5", 220-pound Skipworth as the 67th overall tight end in the 2025 class. Kansas, you typically think of a basketball school, but in football, I mean, they just won 9 games. It was their best season in years. They beat Oklahoma for the first time in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Kansas, man, they're not fooling around. Congrats to Skipworth going, to any big name, of course. But, I mean, just Kansas, that's a good place to be. They're one of the favorites in their conference right now. So
well,
good for them.
Well, there's some college baseball news. The Men's College World Series began today with Virginia and UNC. What was the final score?
3-2 North Carolina.
Oh, and the second game is going to be between Florida State, and Tennessee, and it begins in about 15 minutes at 6 o'clock on ESPN.
I thought I had said that at the beginning of the segment, didn't I? Because I was trying to go in order.
I'm not sure.
Well, either way, Florida State fans, if you didn't hear it the first time, as he said, they're facing Tennessee at 6 o'clock on ESPN. That's in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, before we move on to health, business, and science notes, another very quick check of the roads and weather with it being just about 5:45 here. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 miles, still dealing with some minor backups. Those should die down shortly. 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling eastbound towards Kim Strand Road, we had an accident over there that's causing some minor backups. Outside of that, it's just some minor congestion here and there on North Davis Highway, maybe some downtown. That's no surprise. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And this is something interesting. If you are traveling, coming over the water, trying to get off of Navarre Bridge, Navarre Beach, rather, coming over the bridge, traveling towards Navarre Parkway, we also have a lot of congestion there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, at least not yet, but nonetheless something to look out for. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, back to Navarre there for a second. The bridge is narrow, and there's a light at the end, and when I used to live in Navarre, I just moved back to Pensacola 3 months ago, that was usually a problem. Traffic going from the beach back to the mainland would back up like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the weather, if you're sitting in that traffic, it's beautiful, so enjoy it. Yeah, it looks like a nice clear night, 77 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high about 92, maybe 97 deep inland. And on Sunday, it starts out nice, but we do have a chance of a shower, high of 87. It's still warm, 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton. And that's the weather.
Yeah. So, okay, if you're stuck in traffic, enjoy the weather. Very glass half full of you, Steve. I appreciate that.
Positive thinking.
All righty. Health, business, and science notes here. The CDC warning you about salmonella outbreaks in at least 9 states that's linked to pet bearded dragons.
Really?
Yeah, the CDC says at least 15 people, including 4 in New York, have contracted salmonella with symptoms including diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps.
Ouch.
4 have been hospitalized as a result. The 8 other states involved are California, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas. The CDC is warning parents not to let their kids kiss or snuggle bearded dragons.
Because, kiss or snuggle?
I mean, let me tell you something. Have you ever seen those lizards?
Yeah.
They are surprisingly affectionate.
Well, to me, that is not the kind of creature I would want to snuggle with.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, well, but they're one of those creatures that it's like, okay, they're kind of weird looking, but, he or she's all right. You know, that sort of thing. Anyway. Don't kiss or snuggle them. Apparently, that has
Please
to be stressed.
Don't.
And wash your hands thoroughly after handling the reptile or its habitat.
Well, here's some news for Apple owners like me. Apple is now the most valuable public company in the U.S. Yesterday, Apple edged past Microsoft when shares rose 0.6%, and its market cap closed at $3.29 trillion. The shift comes the same day Apple announced it's introducing buy now and pay later payment options.
Okay.
It makes it a little easier to buy Apple products because compared to the Microsoft world, they've been a little more expensive. So I guess now maybe more people will go in that direction. There's this all divide between the Microsoft people and the Apple people.
And who's Samsung? Is that its own thing or is that owned by somebody?
That's the Android world.
Okay, because I was about to say, Android, that's it.
Right.
Because typically, at least in the phone wars, we hear Apple and Android. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about them.
Yeah, and I got an iPhone.
Yes, me too. Gallup's recent State of the Global Workplace poll estimates that disengaged employees cost a global economy almost $9 trillion a year.
Mm.
The Gallup poll found roughly 20% of workers globally reported feeling lonely, angry, or sad on a daily basis, and 41% say that they feel stressed. 22% of younger workers say they feel lonely, while Europe showed the lowest level of employee engagement at 13%. The United States and Canada showed the highest percentage of engaged employees at 33%, but the U.S. and Canada also ranked second amongst employees experiencing daily stress. That was right behind the Middle East and North Africa.
Do those engaged employees become married employees? Well,
I don't know. We'll have to see. We may see their sadness levels boost when that happens.
Yes. Well, consumers are expected to spend about $22 billion on Father's Day gifts this Father's Day weekend. The National Retail Federation says the average consumer is shelling about $190 on gifts and celebrations. You see, about 3/4 of the U.S. adults are expected to celebrate the holiday. 3/4, wait a minute. No, it should be just the men, the dads.
But people celebrating it with their dads.
That's true.
And good everybody's point. Got a dad, dead or alive. So, Wall Street opened lower than the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ notched another record close. Global pressures are weighing on markets as stocks come off a winning session. Investors are also looking ahead to today's release of the preliminary reading on consumer sentiment for June. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 200 points, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also lower. Just about 5:50, we will take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, obviously, another quick check of the roads and weather, combined with some pop culture notes, wacky stories, and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Escambia County Sheriff's Office shooter training facility that is top-notch, first-rate. I mean, it is really genuinely fantastic. This is a multi-part series. We just finished part two of that. Also continued our series on Know Your Tenant Commands, talking with the commanding officer of the 479th Flying Training Group for the Air Force, where they do backseater training, CISOs and WISOs for the Air Force. There's only about 900 people on the base that do this training, in case you didn't know. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 5:52 here. We've got a little bit of time to kill before our final check of the roads and weather, so we'll get some pop culture headlines out of the way. Starting with Pope Francis. Yes, the second time we're hearing about him this hour.
Yeah.
He is praising the value of humor with a group of world-famous comedians. Who else better to do that with?
Mm-hmm.
The Pontiff met with Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Rock, and Conan O'Brien at the Vatican. He told the group that they have the power to spread peace and smiles when there is so much gloomy news in this world. He also said it's not blasphemy to laugh at God. After his message, the comedians got a chance to meet the Pope, shake his hands, and say a few words. Whoopi Goldberg said she didn't ask Pope Francis if he would star in Sister Act 3, adding that it wasn't the time or place to ask and that she'll probably send him an email. I would agree. That's probably for the best.
Probably does not need to audition for that role. Well, Vice President Kamala Harris is talking with the cast of Queer Eye about progress that's been made in the LGBTQ community. Harris spoke with the cast and creators of the popular Netflix show in Washington yesterday to honor the show's 20th anniversary and said we can't take LGBTQ rights for granted and must, in her words, keep going. Harris also spoke about the Supreme Court's highly anticipated ruling that preserved access to mifepristone, that abortion pill. She says it's important to remain clear-eyed about the threats to reproductive freedom in the U.S., and she said, stay vigilant.
Okay. And the family of the cinematographer killed on the Rust movie set, dropping its lawsuit against Alec Baldwin. The lawyers for Helena Hutchins' parents and sister asked that the lawsuit be dismissed without prejudice, meaning that it can be refiled later. No explanation was given for the decision, but meantime, Baldwin is set to go to trial for the 2021 killing of Hutchins next month, and he has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges.
Well, if you like Game of Thrones, HBO's House of the Dragon is being renewed for a third season.
I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, you don't watch it? Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think just about everybody who has watched it raves about it.
Oh, yes.
Well, ahead of this Sunday season 2 premiere, the network is announcing that the Game of Thrones spinoff is being picked up again. You see, the show, which takes place about 200 years before the original series, had the largest premiere audience ever for an original series for both HBO and HBO Max. The first season averaged about 30 million viewers over linear and streaming.
Oh, very nice. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Looking at 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling eastbound on 9 Mile towards Kimstrand Road, still got some backups over there because of an accident report that was previously reported this hour. That's basically going to have you backed up to North Palafox Street, so not too far, but just nonetheless something to look out for. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still has very minor congestion. If I had to guess, after the top of our WEAR segment, that congestion is probably going to be just about gone. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, or if you're coming over the bridge coming from Navarre Beach approaching the parkway, we've got some backups over there as well. No confirmation of any incidents there, though. Outside of those few spots, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. Steve, how about that weather?
The weather is fabulous for the weekend, mostly. Tonight, clear, low about 77 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, high about 92. Should be warmer inland. Sunday, though, we do have a chance of a shower, high of 87 degrees. Right now, it's still warm, 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton, and that's your forecast.
Gosh, and me and Joe have said this countless times when it comes to talking about the weather, but golly, it's only June. It's only June. Mm-hmm. July and August are going to be miserable. I just know it.
That's why they invented air conditioning.
Yes, you are correct. And I recently got mine and my truck fixed, so
good.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Wacky and weird stories here. A man was released from San Quentin State Prison, then robbed a bank in Anaheim the very next day. That's according to federal prosecutors who have filed charges against Eric Gray. Prosecutors say that he robbed a bank on May 8th and he took three employees hostage, claiming to have a gun. After his arrest, police found cash and drugs hidden inside his body. Gray is also accused of trying to escape after being taken to a hospital and fighting officers, leaving several of them injured. So he's just checking all the boxes here.
Wow.
He's facing up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted as charged.
Well, he got out of jail, going right back into jail.
There you go.
Well, it looks like a Toledo, Ohio woman is pleading guilty after she faked having cancer in order to steal thousands of dollars from her community. Lisa Titkemeyer pleaded guilty yesterday to one felony count of theft. See, she was initially charged in March when it was discovered that she had lied about a cancer diagnosis and then raised money to battle that cancer, which of course she really didn't have. In total, she received about $25,000 from the community, and now she faces 18 months in prison. Her sentencing has been scheduled for July 25th.
My goodness. I mean, we touched on this a little bit last hour. But, I mean, really, let me see. She pleaded guilty Thursday to felony count of theft. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was charged in March when it was discovered she had lied about a cancer diagnosis and then raised money to battle the cancer.
Right.
Now, I don't know how many people this whole narrative reached. I don't know what she did to raise the money. Okay. But, I mean, so $25,000, that sounds like a pretty popular movement there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she reached a ton of people to get that kind of figure, and it was for lying about cancer. Are you kidding? I don't know where your conscience lies, all right? But if you are going to fib about having cancer for monetary gain, just to be that selfish and that greedy, I don't know. I would not be able to live with myself, literally.
Well, she basically was preying on the instincts. A lot of people are, you know, really good people, want to help out other people in need and that kind of thing. And that's what she basically used their sentiments to raise herself a few bucks. And I don't know what she was going to do. Maybe she was going to sneak out of the country or something.
I think she was just trying to, you know, she was just using it as a scheme. And man, that's just terrible. Okay, so not as wacky or weird as it is just a fun fact. We celebrate Father's Day on Sunday, but its origins are not well known.
They're not?
No, they're not. This, at least not apparently. This year officially marks the 51st anniversary of the day dedicated to dads. It was not until 1972 that Father's Day was recognized in America after being signed off by President Richard Nixon. Sonora Dodd, the daughter of a Civil War veteran, is credited with organizing the first ever one back in 1910 to honor her own father and wanted the day to be in June. Steve, did you know any of that?
No, I did not. And
neither
so if she did that back in 1910, she probably couldn't have gone out and gotten a Father's Day card yet.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Some good news here about cancer really quickly. Kate, Princess of Wales, says she's making good progress in her treatment for cancer. And she announced that she will be attending a military parade Saturday to mark King Charles III's birthday.
Good.
This will be her first official public appearance since she revealed she has cancer. So, yes, that's obviously a far more wholesome note to speak about cancer on and to end this hour on. 5:59 here, WEAR, top of our news, will be starting shortly. When we return, it should hopefully be in about 10 to 12 minutes, we'll give you another full rundown of everything going on in your world today, right before Father's Day weekend. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.